We're good? Okay. Are we live?
I guess we're back. Hey. This week, Matt Flynn Direct is being infiltrated by Don Brown Connect. That's me, Alderman Don Brown. Apologies for, I guess we had some technical difficulties in the production room, but Sam has found the cure. So, again, our regrets if things sounded a little crazy there. But we are back, and I wanted to finish the discussion that I had about what we'd like to see as a destination spot, how Waukesha could be more of a destination spot. And what I was talking about was a live music venue akin, something similar to like Ravinia in Highland Park, Illinois, which has an eclectic calendar of different type of musical events that attract all sorts of people. And the venue itself, again, it's just basically a big, you know, grassy backyard. I think there are maybe seats you could pay a premium for, but most people like to pay just, there's a general admission price, and you bring a blanket with a picnic basket so you can bring your own fares in. And they may or may not have concessions, but the real event is you're outside in the summer on a beautiful evening and you're enjoying a favorite band or musical act. And it's been around for years and really cool. And again, I think there's space in Waukesha for that. I think if you take a place like Cutler Park there behind the library where we have a lot of our free music, you know, the cover bands, those really pack them in. Those are great. And, you know, those can and should continue. But, you know, if there was a way to retrofit Cutler Park so you could have a robust calendar of events throughout the summer, that could really be fun. I also think of one of my favorite American cities is Austin, Texas. The live music capital of the world. And again, you know, playing on the Les Paul theme, you know, there could be an opportunity where the vision's there and the bones are there, and I think they are, that Waukesha could be the Austin of the North and really be a real fun, you know, kind of a live music capital for the region, and maybe even, you know, some sort of music festival in the warm weather. I know the Waukesha Blues Festival used to be at Frame Park, and then what they still call the Waukesha Blues Festival is now at last many years has been at Nagawaki, which obviously a beautiful venue, but it'd be neat to have something here in Waukesha, especially close to our emerging and historic downtown. I think there's a lot of great, and with, you know, with Friday Night Live too, we could certainly build on that a lot of, so that's my idea. Would love to hear what yours is for making Waukesha destination spot. You know, another venue I point to a lot and draw your attention to is at Hillcrest Park, part of the old Nike missile base. You know, in recent years, it's really, in my opinion, it's been kind of a dead spot. You know, you go there and it's, you know, it's either Lover's Lane or a place where, you know, I mean, I don't know, people go to smoke a joint or or there's maybe an issue with squatters, but it's just really been kind of a dead space. I know for those that grew up in Waukesha, they would go sledding there in the winter, which I've been told isn't the safest place to go sledding. But what the city of Waukesha and our Parks, Recreation, Forest Department has been doing for the planning for that is they're currently working on the park now to create an outdoor Cold War museum experience, which I completely embrace. Again, I would wonder like how much Cold War history is being taught in our schools. I think it's important that our young people are educated on what was very a dark and scary time, having grown up through the latter years of that, but also a way to pay tribute to our community and those veterans that were involved in that effort. And from a historic perspective, too, is all that metal work you see there, the shell, and you know, one of those is going to be converted into a pavilion, so you could have parties, weddings, special events, live music. And they're keeping all the metalwork from the original Nike missile base intact. So from a historic perspective, that's important. And then as the next phase in that project, which I would hope may, the wheels would go into motion, hopefully in 2022 or 2023, is the actual tower. Which, you know, obviously we don't want people to climb that right now, but that would be redeveloped so that it would be a safe tower that people could climb in, and it's one of the highest points in the city and a beautiful view. So suddenly, you know, when all that gets completed, suddenly you've got what I believe to be a major regional attraction where people want to come to either organize to have their wedding there or a special event, a retirement party, a corporate retreat, or people just want to drive there and, you know, go up the tower or, you know, get some carry out from one of our restaurants and, you know, get a blanket out and have, you know, a nice place to eat. But I think there's just so much potential for that spot that I'm really excited to see how that shapes out in the, you know, the coming years. So, you know, pay attention to that, especially since the other side of the Nike missile base where our pumping station will go in for the water, the Milwaukee, the water project, the Lake Michigan water project. The city had purchased an adjacent farm to rededicate that what was originally federally donated park space, and a lot of acreage there with a lot of potential to really create a great recreational experience that, you know, it seems like the sky's the limit in terms of what we could put in there. You know, I would love to see an indoor-outdoor sports facility that could be a draw for different types of tournaments and events. There's some talk in some circles about disc golf course, and that has a pretty, you know, popular following. And so those are my thoughts and ideas, and would love to hear from any of you in terms of what you would have in mind for our city. And before I forget, a few other events I'd like to promote is April 2nd. Is Waukesha South Booster Club's Raise the Bar fundraiser. It's a Saturday. It's the same night as the Final Four, but they will have the TVs on as well as some fun events around that. But it's a great chance for those of us in Black Shirt Nation and just lovers of Waukesha in general to support Waukesha South athletics. And should be a great time. There'll be silent auction and some great fairs. And you know, good chance to connect with old friends and meet some new friends. So, other things going on in Waukesha. I know we have a run coming up as I go to my calendar of events. So, and for those of you just tuning into the show too, I want to remind everybody to mark on your calendars March 22nd, which is a week from tomorrow. Sam, do you remember what March 22nd is?
Absentee voting.
That's right. So in-person absentee voting, early voting, starts March 22nd at City Hall. I can't think of a more important event. In fact, my oldest daughter just turned 18, so I have to get her to register to vote pretty quickly so she can be part of this important election and see the impact that people, all of us as citizens, can make in shaping our future. But so what that means for all of you is that instead of rushing to get there on election day, you have from March 22nd, I think it's 8 a.m. in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon, until Friday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, and the clerk's office will stay open an hour later on that day. So you've got a really nice window to drop by City Hall, by the city clerk's office. Tell them Don Brown sent you, Alderman Don Brown, and make your vote count. And again, I take my hat off to Gina Kozlik, city clerk, and that team for the excellent work that they do to ensure the integrity of our elections. And I speak from personal experience because in my first time running, I lost by 12 votes. And people, you know, among those election judges who would love to have seen me won, regretted to report to me that that's what happened and nothing they could really do. So Sam's told me we got some more bills to pay, so stick around. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn Direct, all things Waukesha, special Waukesha edition. See you soon.